It feels bloody good, Rory. It's you know, full credit to Melbourne. They played their hearts out. You know, we had a hard time stopping Ware and Boone, and then Chris got going. It was, you know, they got a lethal combination, and you know, full credit to them. They could have just mailed it in and say, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to get injured," but they played their ass off, and we had to really dig deep to get back in the game after the first quarter. Well, as soon as Chris, you know, I shot with Chris in the Olympics, but I think every shot's going in when he shoots it. I'm surprised when it misses. So it's not, you know, especially when they get going. When they get their nose in, he can get it anywhere on the floor. So, you know, tremendous efforts by us coming down here. And we've had four games with Melbourne. We've won each one of them by 2 points, you know. So it's good to have that battle heart and toughness down the stretch. We're hoping to stretch that, I think, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I had a timeout and tried to get some, you know, some organisation there, and we didn't do a good job executing that last 2 minutes. So that's something for us to work on.
With the way your guys stood up, though, in that last term, how pleased are you with the way the offence got such good shots and the guys knocked
them
down too?
Yeah, like Casey was aggressive getting to the basket. Jameel was huge on the glass to give us that energy points. And you know, he made some big buckets, and then, you know, Bryce is, you know, he's dangerous when he has the ball in his hands, and that's, we're starting to read each other a little bit better than we were early in the year. So it's, you know, they put 101 points on the board Friday night and back that up with 96 points. It's heading in the right direction.
Some contributions off the bench today, Kenny, Wagstaff, Redditch for those couple of minutes in the third quarter. How big were those guys?
Yeah, big time. It's, you know, JK has been playing pretty strong and being aggressive. When he does that, he's really good. And Sean, what an ultimate professional, doesn't play in the first half. You know, we wanted to get him in there straight away, and he produces straight away. Matty Knight, I thought it was huge. I think he had 10 rebounds to the third quarter. I didn't play him in the last quarter. We wanted to stretch the floor with Jesse. Jesse hit some, and you know, that's just how it rolls sometime, and we need that. We're going to be successful. We need our bench to be productive.
You talk about how your defence is your backbone, but this year you wanted to play with a bit of a faster tempo at times as well. Is that kind of how you pictured it today?
I didn't like our defence at all to start off with. I thought we came out and made them too comfortable early on and gave them easy looks. But, yeah, we want to play up-tempo, you know. Obviously, Casey's got speed and athleticism. We want to tap into that. Bryce's got speed and athleticism. We want to tap into that. And when you have those combinations, then you've got arguably the best defensive player in the NBL history, you can create some havoc in the backcourt. And that's been a strength of ours. It wasn't great today, but it's certainly, you know, we want to play to our strengths. That's a nightmare, isn't it? First play, he gets in there, he goes for a loose ball and gets a foul, four fouls when you're captain. It's, you know, those situations, it puts the team under pressure. And I was so happy for Jared Kennedy to come in and play some quality minutes in that. And, you know, that third quarter for ours was big. And, you know, JK was a big part of that.
Casey, how tough was that last quarter for you guys? And what was, did you ever feel that pressure knowing that, you know, it was all
well, all season long, I really haven't thought pressure to be like that, because we got a great team, great coaching staff, and we always put ourselves in position to, you know, get the win. But, you know, Melbourne a great team, and they came out firing, and when you have good players like that, you know, you're always a little, you know, a little worried.
What was it like coming down the stretch there when they were just cutting that lead back for you guys?
Well, I was just looking at the clock and seeing how much time we had left, but you know, yeah, credit to them. Like Coach said, they played their heart out, and we knew it was going to be a battle. You know, so we just did whatever we could to stick it out.
Casey, 11 dimes from you today.
Did he?
How pleasing is that?
Hang on, did you double check that?
And you came into this year looking to be more well-rounded in your game.
Yeah.
How pleasing is that for you, and how are you able to find your teammates so much today?
Oh, well, you know, it's very pleasing to be able to find those guys, because, you know, they find me. And I just want to return the favor. And in all year in that practice, you know, we've been having the same chemistry. So, you know, I just tried to give them the ball when they were open.
And Jesse in particular, those couple of threes in the fourth quarter, how much of an X factor is he for you guys?
I a big X factor. He probably one of the best shooters in the NBL. And, you know, him coming off the bench to replace Maddie and stretching the floor is just great for me and Bryce as well to get into the lane and create a little bit more. And then when it kicks out to Jesse, it's a sure knockdown.
Trev, looking ahead to the playoffs, are you healthy? Are you in a good area?
Yeah, look, yes, we're healthy, which is good. So we've got a full roster. We're playing a team that we've had great competition with so far. We split it both games. So we're looking forward to it. It's been a good challenge for us to go through all our adversity with the injuries and the charges and the you know, change of imports. And but, you know, we've booked a ticket in the big dance and we're ready to go.
Been one of the tougher years with some of those things that you've mentioned there? One of your tougher years at the Wildcats?
Yeah, at the start of the year, I was surprised. You know, we got off to a good start with very limited ability. We had Casey playing point guard at one stage because our three point guards were down and we're grinding through to get a win. And those early wins on the board really held us in position. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. And it's when you get that adversity, you find out how strong your team is. And we're very close to elimination, and our team answered this weekend. We drop a game, we're done. So, you know, we're happy. We've got some momentum going in the finals, which you always need. We've got the toughness of having close games, and looking forward to next week.
Are you confident? Do you think you can go?
Oh, without a question. We know Wildcats teams step up when big games are on. We've been fortunate to have nucleus of this team win two championships while I've been there, and some of them have won three. And big games, they step up, and it's you know, it's good to have that confidence within the group and know we're battle hardened and we can get big games on the road.
How tough's going to Cairns?
Oh, it's a great challenge for us. You know, and we talk about pounding the rock. You know, and it's the same as today. You keep on hitting the rock 100 times, it doesn't split, and then 101st time it split. And I think that was a good indication today. We'll just keep at it, keep at it, keep at it when it's not going your way, that perseverance. And you need that perseverance in the playoffs.
True. Big Nate helped you guys win a championship last year, and now he kind of stands in the way for you guys. How much of a focus is he for you guys going into this series?
Yeah, he really hurt us last game a couple of weeks ago up there on the glass. So we've got to be a little bit smarter and you know, make sure we're stretching the floor and getting him out of the rim, because no one's going to stop him. One-on-one, no one stops him at all. And, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Trev,